Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Everyone adds a story, and Bob Kessler, let's begin with you.
Eagle member Vince Gill doing Go Rest High on That Mountain. That song is now in the Library of Congress.
Really?
As of this week, the library chooses recordings considered culturally or historically important to America, so they'll be protected and preserved for future generations. That's one of his early hits from the 90s. About his brother, his older brother's death. It's a beautiful song. It's used at, I'm sure, many memorial services and funerals. But I wanted to play that. I had quite a choice of other recordings that made it into the library this year. The entire album, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music by Ray Charles.
Ooh.
Brilliant album that's in there. Turn, Turn, Turn by The Byrds.
Yeah, that's a great
the single.
Song.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels Band. That
USOB.
Right. We play that on one of the features here. Beauty and the Beat by the Go-Go's. Texas Flood by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And Double Trouble. I Feel For You, the song by Chaka Khan. That's the one with Chaka Khan. That one. And Blues and the Abstract Truth by Oliver Nelson, who is a jazz arranger. It's actually one of those great, great, great jazz albums. So a lot of things went in there, but Vince Gill now can join his bandmates in the Eagles because Eagles' Greatest Hits is already in the Library of Congress, so he's now on par.
I never really knew much about Vince Gill. I heard his name. I never really listened to any of his music, and I did see him perform with the Eagles because he's been in the Eagles for a long time.
Since 2017.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I love him.
Me too. A friend took me to see him probably a couple of years before he joined the Eagles, and I reluctantly went along, and I wasn't instant fan. It's
yeah.
on the Holiday Star Theater in Merrillville. I'm like, this guy is great. Yeah, because he's a brilliant singer, brilliant guitarist,
yeah.
a great songwriter. And I've interviewed him once in person, and
Aww.
He's incredibly nice.
Well, he's a great addition to the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, was that Glenn Frey is
yes.
sort of the role he's taking? You got to get a ringer like that. You got to get somebody who's really big, but also he's a very humble person, very approachable. So
yeah.
I'm a fan. Congrats to Vince.
Yeah, that's cool. Kevin?
Yesterday, I told you guys that I had found my wedding ring. And remember, there was a lot of loofah talk on the show yesterday.
Yes, there was.
Loofah, and what was the shower?
The origin of the loofah, Wendy?
It was the innards of a gourd
right.
that were dried out.
And I think Bob and I were the ones who used the loofahs, right, Bob? Or was it? Who else was it? John Hansen said he uses
yes.
the loofah. But I've not forgotten this commercial from the late 90s. And I think of it anytime the loofah comes up. Features the late Craig Ironhead. Hayward. Do you guys remember him?
No.
Big running back. And he's in a commercial for Zest. And I can remember seeing this commercial as a kid, but the loofah comes up. And I just wanted to play a clip of this. So that's what he says. He holds up a loofah and he goes, "What's with this thingy?" And I have forever thought of, when I see the little loofah thing, I have thought of this Zest commercial from the late 90s. But then this is what he actually calls the loofah in the commercial. That lather builder works with Zest
lather
body
builder?
Wash. And he's in the shower holding up the loofah. So there was a lot of loofah talk yesterday, and the loofah came up too, because remember I thought the loofah in the shower was what knocked my ring off my
yes,
finger and
yes.
that whole scene that I built in my head as I was looking for my ring. But Craig Ironhead Hayward was just fine with the loofah or the, what did he call it? The shower lather.
Yeah, the,
bath
yeah.
lather, soap lather. Craig Ironhead Hayward, that commercial from the late 90s. Big callback from our recent loofah conversations.
I love it.
Wasn't Zest like green soap?
Blue.
Was it blue?
Irish Spring was the green striped.
It still
is, I like
yeah.
it too.
Yes. Manly, yes, but I like it too. All right, Mary, what do you have?
Okay, so you guys going on vacation this summer?
Maybe.
Short
yeah.
road trip.
Road
yes.
trip.
We'll be on vacation next month.
Well, you know, the high gas prices, so people are deciding whether to go or not. But apparently, a lot more people are going than not. There's a new survey of 1,000 U.S. consumers. They say 78% are taking vacations this year. That's an increase from 61% last year. So I'm surprised about this because of, you know, the price of gas and everything. But I guess, you know, people just got to get out of here.
We were talking to Peter Greenberg, I think it was on Friday, and he said despite the gas prices, people are definitely, maybe shorter trips, but everybody is going to continue with their summer vacation. It's the only time you have to take it as a family.
Yeah, it says 80% plan to stay in the U.S. for vacation. So that means they're just, you know, getting in their car and going around. And people that are not going say they just can't afford it, they have to work, they're worried about a recession or saving money or whatever. But yeah, I think most people are going to be out in the road.
Well, I'm trying to decide whether or not I should take a vacation or go to the store and buy
food.
Isn't that the sweetest thing ever?
It takes me back.
Until you think about the kid going to the grocery store by himself.
As a little girl.
Oh, it was a girl.
Yeah.
One of the comments on the Facebook, it was a girl. One of the comments on the Facebook post is back when you could send your 5-year-old to get the groceries.
and cigarettes.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the note from mom with, can you get me a package of Salem too?
The other comment is, this was me as a kid saying, Marlboro Red, Camel Shorts, and Benson and Hedges Gold 100s.
Virginia Slim Menthol Lights.
Right. That was my brand for a while. It was so long to order that. All right, we have to take a quick break, and we have Bob Kessler's news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.